Hello and welcome to episode 4 of Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig. And here with me, as usual, is Reza. How are you today, Reza?
I'm fine. And you?
Yep, I'm feeling happy, feeling good, and ready to go. What grammatica do you have this episode?
I thought it would be good to look at the present perfect today. Because last time we looked at the past simple, and they can be easily confused. So, let's deal with the present perfect today.
Pretérito perfecto.
Pretérito perfecto. Let me ask you a few things, Craig. We'll practice the present perfect. What have you done today so far?
I've had 3 or 4 cups of coffee. I've had breakfast. I've prepared the notes for this podcast. Mm-hmm. And I've done some work on a video that I'm editing.
Oh, really? How long have you been working on this video?
I started about 3 days ago, so I've been working mm-hmm. on this video for 3 days.
So you haven't finished yet?
No, I haven't finished yet.
You started in the past, but you're still working on it now.
It's work in progress, trabajo corriente.
Mm-hmm. So that's why we're using there the present perfect continuous. It started in the past, and it is still continuing now. It's not finished. He has been working on his video. Okay. Craig, have you had lunch yet?
No, I haven't. Not yet. It's 11 o'clock, so it's a bit too early to have lunch. Mm-hmm. I haven't had lunch.
Have you done the shopping yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't had time to do the shopping.
Mm-hmm. The other day, Craig, you told me you were a big Mickey Mouse fan.
That's right, I remember that clearly.
Shall I
sing the song? M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Oh God, you really are a fan, aren't
impressed.
You?
Impressed.
Okay, so the question you got to ask every big Mickey Mouse fan, have you ever been to Disneyland?
No, I haven't.
You've never been?
I haven't been to Disneyland. Have you?
I haven't, no. Would you like to go?
I think probably at 50 years old, I may have missed the bus on that one.
You've had your chance and it's over now, right?
I haven't been to Disneyland.
Okay.
Have you been to America?
I have. I've been in the state of Maine in the northeast of America.
No, I haven't been to Maine. I've been to a couple of places in America, in North America, but I haven't been to Maine.
Have you seen the Grand Canyon?
I haven't seen the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm. And where have you been in Spain, outside Valencia?
I've been to Barcelona several times. I love Barcelona. I've been to Madrid once or twice. Mm-hmm. I've been to the south. I've obviously been to Sevilla. I've been to Córdoba. I've been to Almería. I've been to Alicante.
You've been around a bit.
And I've been to Bilbao.
Okay. So you've travelled a lot, Craig. On your travels, have you ever seen anything really crazy, really strange on your travels?
In Spain?
Or anywhere.
Have I ever seen anything?
At any time in your life.
I've seen somebody in India carrying many things on a bicycle, very high, carrying furniture, carrying food, mm-hmm. big bags of food and grain, a ridiculous amount of things on a bicycle, things that you'd need a truck or a lorry to carry. So I thought that was very strange.
Have you ever done anything crazy, or have you ever done anything that you've regretted, Craig?
Regret many things.
De arrepentirse. What have you done that you've regretted?
Well, not many that I'd like to talk about on the podcast.
I see, like that.
But I have done some things that I regretted. Have you ever played a game called one-upmanship?
Well, I know what one-upmanship is, but I've never played the game.
Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
I have.
One-upmanship.
Have you ever eaten Japanese food?
Yes, I have. Oh. But I haven't been to Japan like you. I know you've been. I know you have.
Have you ever been to Rome?
I haven't.
I have.
But have you ever tried my mum's scones?
I have.
Oh, you lucky fellow, because they're the best in the world, as you know.
You brought me some last time you were, a few years ago. Have you ever ridden a camel?
No, I haven't.
I have. All of these examples, of course, are present perfect.
Mm-hmm. Ah, and this is one-upmanship then, yes? You're getting one up on me. You have done things that I haven't.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I see. Do you think we've done enough present perfect for now?
I think so.
I don't want to bore the listeners, because in the next episode, we'll be going over the present perfect again to compare it with the past simple, which we did, that's past simple, last time.
What does go over mean?
Go over means revise, check to make sure everything's okay, we understand things. Yes. So just to remind everybody then, last time we did the past simple. We did. Lo hicimos. Finished. That was in the past. Now, I can say that just now, we have done, hemos hecho, that's present perfect, the present perfect. And I say we have done because it's recently, or it's just finishing now, or there's a connection with now. That's present perfect. So, that'll do for now. Next week, we'll compare the two. Over to you, Craig.
Moving on then, pronunciation. I noticed the other day I was in a shop in Valencia with my girlfriend, and she said to me, "You need some new S-slippers." And I realized S-slippers. And I realized that Spanish speakers sometimes have a problem with the sound S at the beginning of words in English. For example, Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Many people, obviously in Spanish, it's España because it has the E at the beginning. But even when Spanish speakers say Spain in English, they put an E at the beginning. I'm from Spain. No, I'm from Spain. I'm Spanish, not Spanish. Other problems? Special. For example, especial. No, I'm special. It's a special day. Stop.
Oh, yeah.
Estop.
Estop. I've heard that many times.
Yeah. Spelling. Espelling. Stomach, which in Spanish is estómago. So stomach does not have an E.
Can I just tell you something, Craig?
Go on.
Sorry to interrupt you, but my favorite mispronunciation ever from a Spanish student was the word stomach ache, dolor del estómago.
They
said the A at the beginning, and they pronounced it just like it was Spanish. So they said estomachache. Brilliant.
Estomachache.
Stomach ache.
Because ache is A-C-H-E, so that's...
Estomachache.
Estomachache. Fantastic. But we shouldn't make
I digress, I'm sorry.
We shouldn't make fun of our wonderful students at the school. Try to remember a snake, the sound a snake makes is s. So just keep in mind, remember that words beginning with S do not have the E in front of them. Also, another sound to look at is the sound J, which occurs in some words in English. For example, television. It's a J, like if you speak French, you'd say je suis. That's the sound you have in some words like television and pleasure and leisure. And measure. Do you say that sound when you speak English?
Yeah, sure. Television, pleasure, treasure.
Treasure. Tesoro, treasure is another one. So, je. Reza.
Yes.
Do you have a phrasal verb for us this episode?
I do. Do you remember the phrasal verb in the last episode was get on? And I told you I'd been a bit unlucky with the buses. I couldn't get on the bus, subir al autobús,
mm-hmm.
the other day because it was full. And the driver said, "No, full, sorry, you can't get on." Well, a couple of days after that, I had to get off a bus before my stop because it broke down.
Really?
It broke down, se estropeó. The engine wouldn't work anymore. So I had to get off the bus early. So get off is the phrasal verb for today. One of the meanings of get off is the opposite of get on a vehicle. So subir, get on the bus. Get off, bajar del autobús. So you can get off a bus, get off a plane, a train, a ship, a tram, etc. Even a camel, as you said last time, and a bike.
And a motorbike.
And a motorbike. But if you remember, not for a car or taxi. Not for a car or taxi. For a taxi and car, it would be get out of. But for just about everything else, the opposite of get on is get off.
And also, some phrasal verbs very often have more than one meanings. Sorry, some phrasal verbs have more than one meaning. So
yep.
Apart from this meaning of physically get off something, is there another meaning to get off?
Yep, there are a few. Let's talk about something topical. You know, these days in the Spanish news, there's never-ending stories of corrupt politicians.
Really? Yes. I hadn't noticed.
No, you're being sarcastic, I presume.
English sarcasm. I hadn't noticed.
There seem to be about three stories a day of corrupt politicians. We don't even get surprised anymore that they always seem to get off without any punishment. No matter what they've done, no matter what they've stolen, no matter what they've done that they shouldn't have, or haven't done that they should have, etc. They never seem to get the punishment they deserve. They get off with it. Get off. Escaparse sin castigo.
Do you know if Mr. Barthenas has got off with the charges against him?
I don't know. I think that case hasn't been resolved yet. But I wouldn't be surprised if he got off without any punishment at all. So there's another meaning of get off. Now, Craig, another funnier meaning of get off. Well, funny for the listeners, perhaps. Not so funny for me. You remember that really attractive girl we saw in that cafe yesterday?
Oh, yes. She was really good-looking.
Well, after you left, I tried to get off with her.
That means you tried to get her phone number, or...?
Yeah, a bit more than that. That's a start, though. To get off with someone in slang, colloquial English, would be to have an amorous encounter. In Spanish, ligar.
Ah, ligar.
Quería ligarla. Quería ligarla. I wanted to get off with her. But you can imagine, Craig, she told me to get lost. I never succeed.
She wasn't interested.
Yeah, I don't know why I bother. I don't know why I bother, Craig.
On a similar subject, we had a question from Calicho Joa Vivas Prado from Monovar last week. And he asked about to be off, the expression to be off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm off. I must be off. Which is, in Spanish, tengo que marcharme. To be off. I must be off. It's getting late. Tengo que irme. Tengo que marcharme. I'm off now. I'm going. I'm leaving. So just to be off means I'm leaving. And there's another meaning of to be off. Caducado. This milk's off. The milk was out of the fridge. It's bad. Está caducado. To go off. That fish will go off if you don't put it in the fridge.
Go off. Estropearse.
Estropearse.
Yeah.
Thank you for that question, Calixto. And if you have more questions about anything connected to English, just ask the question on Facebook or send us an email to mencionteachers@yahoo.es. Reza, do you have a tip for us this episode?
Yes, my tip is for people who are a bit nervous about having to speak to a native speaker in English.
That's how I felt when I first started learning Spanish. I was very nervous about using my bad Spanish with a native Spanish speaker. I totally understand.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you've got time to prepare a little bit, you could think of questions to ask someone. And a good way to prepare a little bit before you start the conversation is to think of question words. So let's say, for example, you're going to meet an English speaker and you have to speak about what you do at work, mm-hmm. for example. Well, you could think, okay, work. Think of question words. Question words. Where, why, when, who, how, which, etc. You know?
Yeah.
Donde, quién, cómo, etc.
That's interesting because I do something similar when I speak on the phone in Spanish. I think of the questions I have to ask. And maybe on the phone I might write some notes. I might write down the information I need to ask. And I prepare, particularly, especially in my head, I prepare the conversation before I have it. And it helps me to have the conversation.
Exactly. So you can use the question word to think, okay, I'm going to talk about what happens in the office. So I could prepare, where do you work? Or where is your office? So I've already thought of one question to keep the conversation going. What about how?
What do you do? Oh, sorry. How?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
What do you do? What do you do on in a typical day?
Yeah. What do you do in a typical day?
Who do you work with?
Right. How long does it take you to type 100 words?
It takes me a long time.
Or
who do you work with?
Who do you work with? Yeah. How many people work in your office? How many? Whatever. You can use question words to get you ready for a conversation. They can generate questions, so at least you've got something in your head before the conversation starts.
That's a very good tip. And thank you very much to all of you for listening to this podcast. And thank you very much, Reza.
My pleasure.
So until next episode, thank you for listening. And if you want to look at the show notes, las notas de este episodio, you can find them on mencioningles.libsyn.com. Until next time, bye-bye.
See ya.
The music in this podcast is by Pitts. The track is called See You Later. Licensed by Creative Commons under a BYNC license at ccmixter.org. Si quieres mandarnos un comentario sobre este podcast o una pregunta sobre la gramática, la pronunciación o el vocabulario de inglés, mándanos un email a mencionteachers@yahoo.es.